Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything comes and goes, but Krishna stays.
Anal Krishna endrum nilaithirpar.
Akinchan Krishna Prabhu was telling me that 30 years ago there was some very famous guru in this area, Prabhalamana. What was his name? Kripanandavarya. Now no one's interested in such a person. Now there's some big Swami is coming here, Nityananda Swami. Paramahamsa, whatever. You'll see the banners are there, big picture of him and very small picture of Srinivas. Have you seen? Did you notice? Is this Guru? Guru means he should show Krishna is great. But he wants to show that Bhagavan is smaller than him. So for some time he will be famous. He can enjoy the pleasure of being famous before he becomes a worm in stool in his next life. If you see him, if you happen to meet him, you please tell him that I have told that for your offenses to Srinivas, then you will become a worm in stool. So like this, they become popular for some days and then everyone forgets. So we're not interested in all these worse than useless so-called gurus. The only duty of a guru, the only meaning of a guru is to present Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are all His eternal servants. If anyone in the name of being a guru has any motive to promote himself, then he's not a guru at all. Guru means you should have very high consciousness to transmit to others. Communicate to others. That high consciousness means Krishna consciousness. So if one is interested in promoting himself, then he's just on a very mundane and petty level. So please don't be cheated by these big actors. The test is he speaking of Krishna? Is he communicating Krishna consciousness to others? So who is Krishna? We should understand who is Krishna. Well, very briefly we can say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Devyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. You know to give the translation? So briefly, it can be said, and even in millions and millions of lifetimes explaining, we cannot fully explain who is Krishna. Krishna appears in this world in various forms. There are 10 very famous forms, who are known as the Dashavatar, beginning with Matsya Dev. So materialistic people, they cannot believe this, how the Supreme Lord comes as a fish, and a very big fish, bigger fish than you see in the bazaar. In the bazaar they're selling fish, and people who are not devotees of Krishna, they're eating fish. But the Matsya avatar is so big, he can swallow all the fish eaters altogether. So then we hear about the Kurma avatar, who came to act as a pivot in the churning of the milk ocean. This is his pleasure. It sounds unusual, but if the Supreme Lord is just ordinary, then why should he be this? Then what's so special about him? He should do something unusual. The Supreme Lord defies all imagination by appearing as Varaha Avatar. But this Varaha, this form of the Lord, the Supreme Lord in the form of a hog, is all beautiful. We cannot imagine a beautiful hog. When the Supreme Lord comes as a hog, then he's all attractive in Satchidananda form. Maybe even more beyond imagination is the Narasimha form of it. Yeah, there's a very good word we use in Gauriya Vaishnavism, achintya, which means unimaginable. not only unimaginable, but beyond the power of our thinking process. Achintya kalu ye bhava natangs tarkena yojayat prakritebhyo parangyaccha tad achintyasya lakshanam. This means that which is beyond the capacity of our tiny brains to understand should not be the subject matter of our argument or logic, the attempt to understand by a logical process. Logic has no entry into understanding the Supreme Lord. To some extent.
What are you?
Logically we can understand there must be a Supreme Lord. To say there's no God is like saying the buses, we see the bus moving in the city and there's no driver. Without any driver, it stops at the stops and it goes on by itself. Is it possible? No, a driver is required. So the universe is going on, and not by chance, but maya dhakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam hetananena kuntaya jagadviparivartate. So that there is the Supreme Lord, we can use logic to understand that. But who he is, how he performs his pastimes, that is not a subject of logic. He can do whatever he likes. So he, Narasimhadev, was specifically beyond the imagination of Hiranyakashipu, who is the most intelligent materialist. Nrisimhadev came to show that the most intelligent materialist is the biggest fool, because he thought, I'm very intelligent. He made a plan to become very powerful and conquer the universe. And he made a plan that no one could kill him. He took a boon from Lord Brahma, that I will not be killed by any man or animal. I will not be killed inside or outside any building. I will not be killed in the day or the night. I will not be killed in the land or the sky or the water. So he thought, now I am immortal. No one can. But the Supreme Lord showed that he's always more intelligent than any materialist. Because he came in a form, is it animal? No. Is it human? No. It's Narasimha. Not a man, not a lion, little bit of each. And he killed Hiranyakashipu, not inside or outside any building, but in the veranda, which is neither really, you can't say it's inside nor outside, neither in day or night, but at the dusk. Not in the land, the sky, or the water, but on the lap of Nrisimhadev. And another benediction, Hiranyakashipu asked not to be killed by any weapon. He was killed by the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. So he was beyond the imagination of Hiranyakashipu. He was also beyond the imagination of Hiranyakashipu's great grandson. Grandson, Bali Maharaj, who also conquered the universe just as Hiranyakashipu had done. But Vamandev, coming as a small boy, became a very big form. People do exercises to become very big and strong. There's a better exercise called chanting the holy names of Krishna. That won't make the body big and strong. It's not meant for making the body big and strong. But that makes us the servant of he who is the biggest and the strongest of all. How big? Well, 1 footstep is... How tall is he? 1 footstep is covering half the universe. So if you're the servant of such a big, strong person, then what do you need to do exercises for? He will protect. So he comes as a little boy who becomes very big all of a sudden. Peaceful. Then the next form of the Lord is not very peaceful. He makes pools of blood. Now in Tamil Nadu there's so much rain, all the lakes are full of water. But Parashuram made lakes full of blood because the Kshatriyas were misusing their position. So in this terrible form of Parashuram, he came and killed the whole Kshatriya race 21 times. Well, it sounds horrible, doesn't it? If yeyata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham, if we should worship Krishna, that would be very nice. But if we don't, if we go the wrong side, then he can be very terrible also. So, better be careful. The Supreme Lord is the best friend of everyone. But sometimes for our benefit, he may act in a way which seems very severe. So there are three famous Rams. Of course, in Tamil Nadu there are so many Rams. Ramalingam, Ramamurti. The original Vishnu forms, there's Parashuram, Dasharati Suta, Ramachandra, and Balaram. So for Ramachandra, so many temples in Tamil Nadu of Ramachandra. This is important. Leela is here at Setubandha Rameshwaram. So he blessed this land by coming here. So we find even today there are so many devotees of Lord Ram. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in this area, he found so many devotees of Lord Ram. Devotee of Ram means Sitaram. Devotees always want to see Sita joined with Ram. Only Ravana wants to keep Sita separate. Ravanan. Is it?
Yes, in Tamil Ravanan.
But that's respectful, is it? We don't give any respect to
Ravanan is respect.
Oh, alright, okay. Then Balaram, Krishna and Balaram. Now, sometimes it's considered that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, because if you see the list of the Dash Avatar, Krishna comes in that list. Krishna comes with Balaram. Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshava atibhatyani bhagavan gudha kapata manusha. He comes as a kapat manusha. Means he's a cheating person. Here, kapat manush means that he appears like a human being, but he's actually atimardhyena bhagavan. He is the Supreme Lord who is beyond the platform of death of the... So, Keshava, Krishna, came with Rama. Here means Balaram, and performed many wonderful pastimes. And to foolish people, he seemed like a human being. But those who are devotees, they know that he is the Supreme Lord. Now, is Krishna an avatar of Vishnu? That's a big question. Well, it depends on which way you read Shastra. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada has established Bhagavatam as the topmost Shastra. And within that, the Paribhasha Sutra, or the definitive statement, is Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme original form of the Lord. So actually that is the fact. And the Vishnu forms, they come from Krishna, because Krishna has some qualities that even we don't find in Vishnu. Krishna plays a flute. That flute attracts the mind of all his devotees, that it excites in them prema bhakti. Krishna's leela is so, his Vraja Leela, Vrindavan Leela, is so sweet and attractive. So Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, all these pastimes are very wonderful. But most wonderful are those of Krishna. Because in Krishna's Vraja Leela, it is full of sweetness. What is that sweetness? The sweetness is that the Supreme Lord, who can take the massive form of the fish, who can cover the universe in two steps, who comes like a lion and man combined, becomes tied up by his devotee, tied up by love. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. From external vision, they are simple village girls. But Krishna is dancing with them and exchanging love. Here the love is most natural, very... and pure, because there's no formality. As Bhagavan Narayana, there's always some formality. Because he's so great and so grand and everyone knows he's Bhagavan. But the greatness of Raja Leela is that everyone forgets that he's Bhagavan. And they love him not because he's Bhagavan, just because they love him. And even they know he's Bhagavan, they're not interested in him being Bhagavan. They just want to feed him some butter, makan mishri. Here they feed makan mishri, they offer. Favorite food for baby Krishna.
Yes.
In the temples, they
have. In South India.
No, actually, that was the culture. Everyone will do because everyone has cows, and they'll offer. They'll make makan and they'll offer to Krishna. That was
once in a year.
They should. They are doing every day.
Many Sri Vaishnava temples, I mean, so there is some words, Alvar's words also, where you know, it says about what is very nice is to offer butter to the Lord with, along with
that mystery.
Yeah.
Here actually they offered butter to Hanuman.
South Indian first.
See, Krishna's a butter thief, but there's no butter left. Very difficult to get pure butter. It's all mixed with chemicals and vanaspati and so on. So Krishna Leela is very sweet. So from the vision of opulence, Aishwarya, then we can say Narayana is supreme. But from the vision of prem, then Krishna is the supreme. So we don't argue very much on this point. If someone wants to see Vishnu's original form, alright. Very nice, very good. Don't worship that Nityanand so-called Paramahams. Worship Vishnu. he's just one fly. There are so many overgrown flies who call themselves Paramahams or something like that. Bhagavan is Krishna. Or you take as Vishnu, doesn't matter. Same person. Vishnu is, you can say, official form. See, he's a Professor G is, he's a Vrindavan Bhakta. He doesn't know this word, official. There's nothing official in Vrindavan. So it's just like, you see, that something like the DC or something like that, in his office, people go to see him, respect him, all this. But at home, he puts on, takes off his official suit and puts on a lungi, and then his grandchildren come and climb and pull his mustache and all this. So we want to pull his mustache. Of course, little baby Krishna doesn't have mustache. And even grown up, only in Chennai, Partha Sarathi Chennai. No, we don't see anywhere else. So Krishna, then Buddhadev. Now that's very unusual form of Vishnu, because he's preaching atheism. He rejected the Vedas. Nindasi yagya vidhaya aha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashughatam keshava dhritha buddha sharira jai jagadisha. He said, people are killing animals in the name of the Vedas, so he said, okay, no Vedas. So, we don't take his philosophy. That was required at the time because people were misusing the Vedas. He established ahimsa paramo dharma. The topmost dharma is ahimsa. So, that part is good. Don't kill animals, don't eat meat. But we should also know that the Vedas are true. And the Vedas establish that the Supreme is Krishna and that Kalki Avatar will come. Kalki Avatar came in Tamil Nadu and he left. Imitation Kalki Avatar, another overgrown fly. You see, for some time he was very popular, now his popularity down. So all these so-called Bhagavans, they're all like the fire rocket, the firework. Goes, psh, and it's finished. But real Bhagavan for all time is Krishna only. So our subject is to glorify Krishna. If we can spend our lives glorifying Krishna, then our life is successful. We should try to cultivate this habit. Speaking about Krishna is purifying. Speaking about other topics is not purifying. Therefore, tato dusanga utsritja. Therefore, we should give up bad association. Bad association means those who are not interested in serving Krishna. Satsu sadjeta buddhiman. We should associate with devotees. Devotees will speak to us about Krishna. Not only that, shanta evasya chindanti manovya sangam uktibihi. By their words, they will cut all the material attachments in our hearts. If we can actually hear from sadhus, then our consciousness will be enriched with knowledge of Krishna and we will be free from the tendency to think about or discuss anything else. So let us cultivate this habit of thinking of Krishna. Tivrena bhakti yoga, that is recommended in Bhagavatam. We should take to bhakti yoga very intensely. Duravrataha, that's also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. We should take up Krishna consciousness with great determination so that Krishna consciousness, we have to find the association by which our consciousness can become purified. We have to find that association by which our consciousness can become purified. In material consciousness, it is our habit to speak uselessly. We should give up this habit and speak that which is beneficial. Speak that which is beneficial, that means that which uplifts our consciousness. We should associate with devotees by whose association our Krishna consciousness is enhanced. That by association we feel more enthusiasm to serve Krishna, to chant his holy name, to practice Krishna consciousness with full surrender, more and more seriously. By which our faith in Krishna and his devotees is increased more and more and more. Krishna, we do not attain Krishna bhakti by half-hearted approach. It's not that we can attain the mercy of Krishna by a whimsical or loose approach. We have to say that satatam kirtayanto mam yachantascha duravratah namashyantascha mam bhakta nitya yukta upasita. You don't hear the translation. So if we understand how wonderful is Krishna and how important it is to be Krishna consciousness, then we must certainly take to Krishna consciousness with duravratah, very seriously engaged. And how important is Krishna consciousness? Is it 50% important, 90% important, 100%? There's nothing else of any value. Everything will come and go. This building won't remain. Vellore won't remain. Tamil Nadu won't remain. Mera Bharat Mahan, that also won't remain. Everything will be burned up in the fire of pralayam at the end of the universe. But the Atma remains and Krishna remains. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. Because of our attraction to anything else apart from Krishna, we have to remain in the illusion of this material world. Attraction to anything else but Krishna consciousness is like the attraction of a fly for stool. So let us not be like flies in stool, but let us be like the bees that are looking for the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada has kindly translated and given us so many books that we have subject matter of Krishna within. So let us study what is the subject matter of Krishna. There's one avatar who you won't find much in the Shastras. I'll tell afterwards. is one avatar you won't find much in Shastra. He's called Channa Avatar. In Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned Channa Avatar. And is known as Prema Avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love of Krishna by the method of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tushay Namah. Please give the translation. He is Krishna himself, but his bodily effulgence is golden. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show us how to develop pure love of Krishna by chanting his holy name. So please learn about Krishna by reading the books of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books all about Krishna. It's Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Uravil is very famous. And then the Krishna of this is what is spoken, these are instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And then all the leelas of Krishna are described in this. And what is the science of understanding Krishna? This is given in this book, you can give the name. So there are so many wonderful books. Please take these books and fill your consciousness with Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness.